What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. Sarah is a food freedom and self-worth coach who has inspired hundreds of people to not only begin their journeys to a healthier, more wholesome, and fulfilling life, but to sustain them. After discovering holistic health, she noticed a massive shift physically, mentally, and emotionally within a matter of 2 weeks. It was then that she decided to dedicate the rest of her life to helping others explore and embody these practices, knowing that the bliss and clarity she was feeling for the first time ever is available to everyone. She shortly enrolled in integrative nutrition school to become a certified health coach. After graduating, she started her first coaching business and began guiding her clients to realize profound transformations. Soon after, her path led her to another certification program where she studied in-depth emotionality in order to help individuals end the struggle with the vicious cycles of emotional and binge eating and diets. Today, she works with women to help them end their fights with food and their bodies, feel a deep sense of self-worth within so that they no longer search externally for it and fall madly in love with themselves and their lives. She's on a mission to help the masses discover and connect with their highest selves and true potentials so that they can create and live the dream lives we all deserve. All right, this is Sarah. Thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast. I was telling her how we planned this like months ago, and it's crazy how fast this time has gone. So thank you for being here, and we'll just get right into it. And how about you let us know what you do for a living?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be here. So for a living, I am a food freedom and self-worth coach. So I've kind of transitioned within the last few months. I started out as a holistic health coach. So really teaching people how to live a wholesome and happy life with the diet and the meditation and the sleep and the water and like all the things, the relationships, the spirituality, because health is so much more than just what you're eating and what you're drinking and how you're moving. And I saw a huge gap in that. So I'm like, okay, I want to bring more to the table. So I started out in that, but then I noticed that as I started my very first business, some old self-sabotaging patterns came back up. The patterns that were real for me were binge and emotional eating. And that was really confusing because I'm like, okay, I'm a health coach and I'm really helping people. Like, they were noticing these massive, amazing transformations, but I felt very fraudy because I was emotional and binge eating with healthy foods, but still I knew something was off. There was a disconnect there. So at that point I was like, okay, like there's not just a disconnect in my own body, but in society in general. Like, and that's when I started to figure out that it's really not about the food. Like a lot of this is not about the food. And so I joined a 10-month intensive certification program to learn how to finally get a hold of my emotional binge eating, to learn the depths of it, to learn the underlying emotionality, to learn like why I was so apt to doing that throughout pretty much my entire life. And then I trained even harder and deeper in order to learn how to coach others through those same issues, which after going through the training and after transitioning into a food body, food freedom and self-worth coach, I now realize that the majority of the population has a very poor relationship to food. So I am on a mission to not make that a thing anymore.
Yes. Breaking society norms. That's what I'm so grateful that there's a lot of people that are shifting towards that nowadays, because we need more people like that. Like, we need more people like you who are seeking to change the way things have been. But also at the same time, it's going to take more than one person, you know? So definitely so cool to see the shift, even on like social media. There's still a lot of perfectionism and you have to look this way and stuff like that. But I think there's also a lot more of just being real and recognizing that we're all human and we don't have it together, and that's okay. So I love food freedom, just that title. So how about we kind of go into that a little bit and kind of what that means, and maybe the process a little bit of how you would take someone through achieving food freedom, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. So food freedom is basically feeling a deep sense of freedom from the meals you eat. So for me, and I feel like for a lot of society still today, and that's okay, we're getting there. But there was a point in my life where I would, and it's funny because you see memes joking about this on social media all the time. And sure, it's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's a real issue. So there was a point where I would eat breakfast and I would instantly be thinking about, okay, what am I going to have for lunch? And then I eat lunch. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to have for dinner? What's going to be my snack today? So I was thinking about food a lot. And when I would eat something that wasn't necessarily healthy, so if I'd have ice cream or a piece of cake or a cookie or a brownie or whatever it was, I would hear all this talk in my head. You shouldn't have ate that. Why are you eating this? You're going to get fat. Like, this isn't good for you. This is horrible for your hormones. You're trying to go through this transition right now. You're a health coach. You shouldn't be eating poor foods. Like, just so much talk in my mind about food. And so before going through this transformation myself, a lot of my day was just, a lot of my thoughts were consumed by food, what I'm eating or what I'm not eating, or my body. So, and I also, at this point in my journey, I was really searching outside of myself for self-worth. And that's kind of how the whole self-worth thing came in. So whenever I would, you know, get on social media and post, if I didn't have X amount of likes or if this person followed me or whatever, I would really connect that to my self-worth. Or if a guy didn't text me back, I'd connect that to my self-worth. And so that also led into more of the food stuff. So it's like, okay, I don't feel worthy and I was feeling very low and depleted. So I would try to use food to fill those voids. So basically food freedom is stepping away from all that. And obviously nourishing whole food is so important. And I still teach that and coach on that. Like, obviously our souls come into these physical bodies to live and experience life and to thrive. So it's important, of course, that we take care of our physical bodies. However, thinking about food and feeling even a little bit controlled by food and what you're eating, whether that's restriction or emotional eating or binging, or like thinking about the times of the days that you have to eat because that's the rule or whatnot, or like you have to drink this, you have to eat that in order to lose the weight or to get the body. It's just, it's ridiculous. Like I said this a couple of weeks ago on my podcast. And if you guys don't know who I am right now, you haven't heard this before, so I'll walk you through it as well. I just want all of you to take a second and reflect on this. If you were to take all of the thoughts throughout your day that you dedicated toward food and your body, and you shifted all of those thoughts into thoughts that were in alignment with your highest self, alignment with your purpose here on life, alignment with your deepest, darkest desires, how would your life change? There'd be a massive difference, right? Because it's like, we put, as humans right now, we, our society is putting so much time and energy toward food, toward diets, toward our bodies, toward what we're looking like, toward what the next big thing is, what the next quick fix is. If we even collectively as a society could take all of those thoughts and put them towards something that's just way more in alignment with why we're here, more in alignment with thriving and achieving our darkest desires and, you know, traveling the world or starting the business or, you know, achieving that amazing, beautiful relationship with yourself or with your significant other or whatever it is. Like if we were to put all of those thoughts, all that time and all that energy into something more beautiful, that's going to help us rise instead of keep us hindered and at a lower vibrating state. Like the world at whole would be completely different. It'd be a beautiful, beautiful place. And it is.
It is.
But it's
room for improvement though.
Yeah. I mean, we'd be really thriving. So many of us let the food and the body thing just control our lives.
Yeah.
And yeah. So did that answer your question on what food freedom is?
That more than answered my question. I'm like processing right now because when you take that type of perspective, it really causes a self-reflection and you're like, okay, so where am I focusing my thoughts and my energy on?
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately I think that a lot of people are going to want to feel guilty because they haven't been focusing their energy on something that serves them.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's like, okay, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that's in the past. But if you come to a self-reflection and a realization, it's not let me dwell on what I didn't or did do. It's like that's wasting even more time. And it's like just take that, learn from it, and then progress. Because I think that's a very amazing point that, I mean, that's part of my journey too. I can relate so well with the whole food ruled and dictated my life. And it was probably 75%, if not more, of my thoughts. And it's draining. It's draining to constantly be concerned with what I'm eating, what I'm not eating, how it's going to affect me, like just having no sense of freedom. You like feel like you are chained to food, and to give it that power to say like, I don't know why the first food that came to my mind was macaroni and cheese, but here we are, so I'll use it. It's like to give macaroni and cheese the power to rule your life essentially and your thoughts, like that seems absurd, but it's true. It's what happens.
Right. And for what, right? So that you can have a body that lives up to societal expectations.
Yeah. That is not, by the way, sustainable.
Right.
You cannot do that for 50 plus years and tell me that you are fulfilled in any sense or that because you had that body, you had a great life. So.
Exactly. And a lot of the times, and I mean, this is kind of going a little off topic, but I'll full circle, I'll circle it back. A lot of the times these diets that we're supposed to be on, or this food that they're saying to eat, or the exercise regimen that society is suggesting, I wrote a little bit about this on my Instagram the other day. It actually damages our bodies more than helps them. So it may give us that quick fix that we're looking for. It may, you know, allow us to achieve the external appearance that we're going for. However, a lot of those things are actually super damaging to females, to their hormones, to our internal systems, which is actually going to, you know, cause issues down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just a side note, but this is like a really, really great segue into the process that I take people through in order to achieve food freedom. So like I was saying, we do these diets and we go on these things and we do these workout programs for what? To achieve a body that society says we should have, right? The magazines say we should have it. The models say we should have it. You know, and I get that, like with the whole Aerie campaign and the whole like love your body thing, we're kind of shifting away from that, but we're not, we just made a small little tiny dent, because if you get on social media today, you will still see people posting, you know, all these photos of like their body and their abs and their befores and afters, and I'm losing weight and this and that. So we still have a long way to go, which is also exciting because as we work toward this bigger goal of, you know, really learning how to hone in on our natural body types, love our natural bodies as they are, we all level up and grow as a society.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing that I take people through when I coach them into food freedom is let's connect you with your, I call it your evolved woman. So let's connect you with your evolved woman or your evolved man. Your evolved woman, your evolved man is your soul. It's one and the same. So depending on what your religious, spiritual background is, everybody calls it something different. You know, maybe some people don't associate with being spiritual or religious. And so they know though that they have these intuitive feelings, right? Have you had an intuitive feeling before?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's always right, right?
Right.
Because that's that intuitive feeling. Usually people feel it in their heart or in their gut. That intuitive feeling that you're feeling is your evolved woman or your evolved man or your soul, your highest best self speaking to you. So this non-physical part of you, I also like to refer to it as your unicorn self. It's like the best version of you possible.
Yes.
So, and at the end, you guys, I'll share my podcast with you guys. I have mm-hmm. an episode all about the evolved woman or evolved man. So if you want to go get more deeds on that, you can. But anyways, I help people connect to this part of them mm-hmm. because this part of you knows, has the exact blueprint. You might've heard the answers are within. The answers are within. Okay. And that's true. Have you heard that before?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's so true. But the biggest disconnect is that a lot of people are like, okay, I get that the answers are within, but how do I hear them? I don't know how to hear them. Like I can't hear anything. I can't feel anything. Like I can't hear from my intuition just whenever I want to. And this is why. It's because we are so disconnected mm-hmm. from our bodies, mm-hmm. which seems kind of bizarre because obviously our heads are literally on our bodies, but our minds are very, very, very disconnected mm-hmm. from our bodies and from our souls. And that's the reason that we end up going through this diet binge cycle. That's the reason we end up being so fixated on external things, on external appearances, because we are so disconnected from our highest best selves. Mm-hmm. And once you start to connect to this evolved woman or evolved man, then things kind of start to unfold mm-hmm. in this beautiful way. Then you start to notice the path of least resistance. So what that is, it's like your life path that's going to give you a beautiful unfolding no matter what, in a very graceful, flowy way. Not saying that there won't ever be any hindrances or problems along the way, because we need problems and we need blockages in order to grow and level up into this highest version of ourselves. Mm-hmm. If there weren't any problems, we'd have zero reason to grow and evolve.
Exactly.
But once you start connecting back into your body, back into your soul, your highest best self, like, and it's just kind of common sense, which is funny because we don't ever really take the time to reflect on this. But if you just start comparing two things and asking, okay, what would my highest best self do? Like, would your highest best self go eat, you know, cookies and ice cream and macaroni and cheese for dinner every day? Or would your highest best self have the desire to nourish her body with wholesome, healthy, micronutrient foods, mm-hmm. micronutrient dense foods, like fruits and vegetables and whole grains?
Yeah.
You know, the answer is obvious because like I said at the beginning of this podcast, our souls are in this human physical body to experience this amazing, wondrous world that we get to live in. Mm-hmm. But they can't do that if they're feeling depleted and like shit all the time. Am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
I usually don't, but
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm not going to edit it out. It's like, these are you. This is you. So it's fine.
That's it. Okay. So let's go back to real is empowering, right? Taking that full circle real quick. So something that I've learned along the way is like, when you're real, people can connect with you on a deeper level, right? So it's like, just like on social media, we want to be showing up as our real, raw, authentic selves on social media. I want, when people listen to a podcast episode of mine or of one that I'm on, or when they see my social media, if that person was to meet me in person, I don't want there to be any surprises. Mm-hmm. I want them to be able to say to me, wow, you're just like you were on the podcast.
Yeah.
You're just like you were on social media. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, I don't tend to hold anything back because this is me.
Yep. That's fine. And that's the purpose of this podcast. Just be real. And
right?
I tell people, I told you before we started this, like just show up and speak because that's you. And
exactly.
I think it's so important that we get all of these different perspectives from people. And I want real people on this podcast because I think we're definitely aligned in that sense where we're like, we get to start shifting society's mentality. Mm-hmm. And we might only be a couple of boss women, but that's all it takes to start a trend, you know? And the more people get on board with that, it's like, oh, like, we're actually shifting views and we're impacting people, and, you know, society can begin to evolve, you know? Right. And I think that for anybody listening, if you want inspiration, I always look to your page, because I'm like, wow, like, this woman is speaking truth. You are who you are on social media as you are in person. And it's like, it's eye-opening and it's refreshing to be going through a feed of people who are just posting their best self, essentially, and simple captions with really no meaning, and they're just doing it so they can get likes and whatnot. And then to come across a post that's like, hey, here's some truth, or here's what I'm going through, and you're like, oh, like, I get it, because I can relate to that, and that's me, you know? And people, I think it's funny, because we long for that, we desire that, for us to relate to each other and feel not alone in the struggles we go through.
Yeah.
And yet we'll still go post that picture that has the perfect ankle, that makes us look the smallest, that has the cutesy caption, that has no meaning behind it, because we think that relating to someone else is being and putting up a front just like they do, you know? But if we just, like, stripped back the layers and we truly desire to be better, we'd be amazed at how real we all are and how that person over there, they're really struggling like we are. And it's just like, it's crazy how society has almost like put this filter on our brains and how we should be approaching society and showing up to the world. So,
Well, going off of that, like, this is why people are still doing that, because we're still being so controlled by our minds. But if we allow, like, our evolved woman, and that's the reason I'm able to show up like that, is because I'm so connected to my evolved woman, to my soul. And my evolved woman, she is pure love and light. She is pure consciousness. She is so raw and so real and so me. That's who I truly am. I'm not my mind. You're not your mind. Whoever's listening to this right now, you are not your mind. You are not your thoughts. So bringing it back to how I really allow or help people achieve this food freedom is like connecting into their bodies, feeling into their bodies, connecting to this highest best self, connecting to the evolved woman, because your evolved woman or your evolved man, your soul has the answers. Your soul knows how to properly nourish your body in a really nourishing, loving, graceful way. Your soul also knows when to stop eating the cookies. You know, my evolved woman can enjoy a piece of cake at a birthday party with her loving friends and family, because it's because food's not a bad thing. She can have a piece of cake and she knows when to stop. My mind, however, the mind in me wants 5 pieces of cake or like 10 cookies, you know, wants the whole box of macaroni. So the more we can, and that's the thing, and that's the beautiful, beautiful part of all of this. And that's like, I have the chills talking about it. That's the most fulfilling part of my job for me, is that I know, I have a deep knowing that people will come to me for food freedom because they're so sick of food and diets and the binge and diet cycle controlling their life. They're so sick of feeling so worthless. They're so sick of putting their worth in external factors like men or women or social media or whatever it is. So they'll come to me for that, right? So that's like my door sign. That's what people come in. But I know that the way that I go about things, I connect people to their evolved women. And as I do so, I know that they'll be able to heal the relationship to food in their body. But I also know that as we do these things, every single other aspect in life shifts and changes and levels up. Like you were saying. So it's like, okay, I'm going to connect with my evolved woman and this is going to help me heal my relationship to food. But it's also going to allow me to be more of my authentic real self. It's also going to allow me to take off the everything is awesome mask and the people pleasing mask. It's also going to allow me to go for the career. So good example, I have a client who I'm wrapping up with right now. She's been working with me for the past 6 months, and she came to me because she had gained, you know, 50 pounds in a short amount of time. And so obviously she like wanted the weight loss and she wanted the healthy life change. 6 months later, she's a 100% a new person. She's left her family business that she was supposed to take over within the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. She completely left it, and she's going after her deepest, darkest desire of being a writer. Mm-hmm. She's now seeing how this is possible. She's making more money than ever. Like, she's manifesting all of this money in the most random ways. She's like into meditation and breath work, and she's just such a woke being. Did she lose the weight? Yeah. But she says it was so freaking easy for her to lose the weight, to, you know, move her body and to eat nourishing, healthy foods, because she was connecting to her highest best self. Mm-hmm. And our highest best selves have our best interest, like, at hand. Like, they really just want to live this life thriving instead of just surviving.
Yes. Yes. That's amazing. That's an amazing story. Like, power to that woman, whoever she is, and power to you for like helping her get there. Cause
so, well, that's the thing too, is like, and you mentioned this earlier, it's not sustainable, right? So one of my biggest goals is I don't want my one-on-one clients to keep needing me. I do not. Like, I want them to work with me and then shift and change. Mm-hmm. And then feel so empowered to, and I know they will. I have no doubt in my mind that they will, to live this life the rest of their life.
Yep.
And that's the issue with these, you know, diets and these quick fixes, is that no, it is not sustainable. Because, and I also have an episode on this talking about core beliefs. Did you listen to that one?
I haven't yet. No.
Okay. So basically, this is why the whole diet thing isn't sustainable, like you were talking about earlier.
Yep.
So there's this framework that I use. It's called BIFAR. So the B stands for beliefs. These are your core beliefs. They run the show. The beliefs lead to thoughts. Thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to actions, and actions lead to result. Okay. Mm. So the core beliefs run the show. They're instilled in our bodies. What happens is, when people start a diet or they start to try to shift their lifestyle to lose weight or to, you know, walk on a lighter frame or whatever, just get healthier in general, a lot of the times they try to work at an action-based level, which is super surface level. So they try to shift the action, okay, which is at the bottom of the pole here. Mm-hmm. They try to shift the action, which for a while may give them the results that they're desiring. You know, you do the quick fix diet, okay, you may lose 10 pounds. But what happens is, majority of the time, I think it's like 98% of the time, people either gain that weight back or they gain even more back. Why is that? It's because our core beliefs run the show. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to try to do a quick fix in a diet or whatever, and you're not going to dive deeper into the emotionality underneath everything, if you're not going to if you're not going to dig deeper and shift emotionally and mentally as well, if you're just going to try to work on that action-based level, nothing is going to change. Because what's going to happen is your core beliefs that run the freaking show are going to come in eventually and sabotage mm-hmm. your results. Mm-hmm. So if you have a core belief that I'm not worthy, I'm going to give this example because majority of women have this core belief that I'm not worthy. So if that's the core belief you're carrying around subconsciously, for example, when I started studying this, I had no idea. I was like, I don't have core beliefs. There's no way. Yeah. I was still over here binging emotional eating, going through the whole diet thing. So like, and then I figured out, like I did this framework and I, you know, walked myself through it. And I'm like, wow, I do have this core belief of I'm not worthy. And so if you do a quick fix and you shift your actions and you start working out and you start the diet, whatever, and then you lose 10 pounds within like the first month or 2 months, what's going to happen eventually is that core belief of you're not worthy of this life, you're not worthy of a healthy lifestyle, you're not worthy of whatever it is going to come in and sabotage your results. And that's why it's not sustainable.
Mm, that's so good.
But if you can shift the core belief, everything else changes forever.
Yeah. Because how are you supposed to sustain something that you don't even believe on the inside? Like, mm-hmm. how are you supposed to live a healthy lifestyle if you don't think you're worthy of it? And I think it's like core belief also could be framed as a limiting belief, like
mm-hmm.
regardless of their beliefs. But
yeah.
it's actually funny that you say all that because last night I was talking to my boyfriend, and so he can like basically eat whatever he wants. Now, is that necessarily healthy? No, but we're very night and day when it comes to like our nutrition and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny part is like he can eat whatever he wants, and I swear he gets like another app from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just how he is. And I had a friend who like responded and was like, that's so annoying. Like it doesn't make sense. And I kind of wanted like to hop on the bandwagon of poor us as women. Sometimes our bodies don't shift how we want. I mean, we can't eat a tub of ice cream and feel great afterward. You know what I mean? And so I did. And then I'm talking to him, and it was so funny because he was like, yeah, but it doesn't matter because regardless, you're healthy and you're beautiful. And it took me back because I was like, yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I let these external factors tell me that I'm not, and I'm not worthy of believing that I am those things
mm-hmm.
because I don't have a certain body, or I'm not a certain weight, or I'm not a certain gene size. And he brought up something. He said, a beautiful flaw. And I'm thinking in my head, and I'm like, well, wait, like, it's not a flaw. It's
mm-hmm.
just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But we naturally put that beautiful flaw
mm-hmm.
on the end of it. And we think
right.
we like lessen our value. We lessen our belief in our worthiness of, hey, like, no, it's not a flaw. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And we can't just leave it like that because we subconsciously think that we have to put that end tagline on there because we don't fully believe it ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
it's
such
so
a beautiful
true.
Question.
Yeah, it's so
that's
so cool. funny that you brought that up. It literally happened
yeah.
last night. So I think that shifting our beliefs is for sure the first step because, like you said, it's just going to come full circle. If we can't face what's on the inside and work on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, working out 7 days a week and restricting calories is going to work
mm-hmm.
for about maybe 2 months. So
yeah. And well, you know what, like, and you just made such a good point. So a lot of the times our minds are really scared of working on ourselves because the minds are really scared of the unknown. And they're like, what's going to happen when you level up into your highest best self? That's scary because it's unknown territory. And the minds are always trying to keep us safe from a fear-based place.
Yep.
Souls, the evolved women in the bodies, also know how to keep us safe, but from a place of love and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the mind gets scared and was like, and the mind goes, oh my goodness, you do have internal work to do, but that's scary. That's unknown. So instead we're just going to numb and avoid and suppress the part of you deep within saying, okay, I get to do some emotional work. Like there's a part within that realizes and acknowledges that I get to do some emotional work. I get to do some digging. I get to do some shifting. But then the mind comes in and suppresses that and numbs it and avoid it through restricting or overeating or over exercising or anything, alcohol, smoking
mm-hmm.
weed, watching Netflix, getting in on social media and just binging social media, scrolling for hours.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are forms of numbing and suppressing and avoiding. And I'm not saying that any of those things are bad. They're not. They're meant to be enjoyed. However, the problem comes in when we use those as vices to numb and suppress and avoid instead of as added value.
Yeah.
So the more you connect to your evolved woman, the more you connect to her and her desires and you honor them and you let her have a voice, and the more you work through the emotionality and release, you know, whatever's been stuck in your body for years, the more whole you're going to feel on your own and the less you're going to feel a reliance
mm-hmm.
on those external vices.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example of this. I've come a long way because it totally wasn't like that before, but now it's like, okay, I feel so whole on my own. I feel so connected to my evolved woman that at this point in my life, food is just added value. You know, like that piece of cake at the birthday party, added value. I could have taken it or leaving it, and I'd be fine. I'd feel whole. But a lot of the times it's like, we don't feel whole unless we're, you know, suppressing or numbing or avoiding whatever is going on inside of our bodies. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in a lot of the times too, I know that you said, you know, it took you a while to like realize like, oh, that whole thing last night with the whole beliefs. Well, that's the thing, is a lot of us don't realize that we're carrying around these limiting beliefs,
mm-hmm.
because our subconscious mind controls our daily thoughts, words, and actions. Okay. Our subconscious mind is 95% of our minds,
mm-hmm.
95%. That subconscious mind was formed and developed from the time we were born, from the day we were born until the time we were about 8 years old, which means I have the chills talking about it. Anything that happened
mm-hmm.
during that time frame, anything that happened from the day we were born to 8 years old, it could be minor or it could be major.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that happened, any beliefs that we observed, we soaked them in just like little sponges. So, and that's controlling us today, because 8 years old, our subconscious mind's developed and we keep living life like, and we don't even realize it. Our conscious mind, you know, like the mind in me that's talking to the mind in you right now, it's 5% of our conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
But majority of our thoughts, words, and actions are controlled by that subconscious part of us.
Yeah.
So what that means is if you were 3 years old, okay, so when we're little, we can't rationalize, right? Our parents do the thinking for us.
Mm-hmm.
We observe our external environment as children, our parents, our guardians, our mentors, our teachers, our friends, our siblings. We look to them to figure out how we should be viewing and seeing the world.
Mm-hmm.
Commercials, TV shows, all of that. We are literally sponges absorbing all of that information when we're little.
Mm-hmm.
So if our external environment is telling us that we're not worthy, or we're not good enough, or we can never make the amount of money that we desire to make, or if it's telling us that you have to look a certain way in order to be loved and accepted, our baby brains are going to absorb that in and carry that on with us,
mm-hmm.
even if it is subconscious.
Mm. That's crazy. 8 years,
yeah.
That's all. Like, first 8 years. And
right.
Yeah.
So then, but it's also exciting because this is what we get to do. And I'm a firm believer that this is literally one of the reasons we're here. So what we get to do, and if you're listening to this, this episode is coming into your life in divine timing. Everything's happening for us in perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on everybody's path to dive into this, but if you're listening to this episode, I guarantee you that it is, because it's coming in your path.
Yeah.
So what we now get to do is we get to start diving into this and figuring out, okay, if my core beliefs right now, if my limiting beliefs aren't mine, if the way that I think and the way that I act and the way that I speak is not actually who I am, if that's who I was raised to be, you know, if how I act today and how I live my life today is just how I was taught to by other people, by TV commercials, by TV shows, by my parents, by my teachers,
mm-hmm.
by my friends, by my friends' parents, who am I?
Mm.
You know, like, who am I? And that's what we get to do. It's like, oh my God, it's exciting. It can seem a little scary to the mind because, like I said, it's really unknown territory. But once we realize these things, it's like, wow, okay, I'm living life as everybody I was raised by in my external environment.
Yeah.
So now I get to start digging and I get to start this personal development journey. That's literally just that. It's like developing your true highest self,
mm-hmm.
allowing your evolved woman or your evolved man to be embodied.
Yeah. It's like a fresh start, a second chance, a second opportunity. Like,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's exciting. And
yeah.
I've recognized that on my journey. Like,
yeah.
I get to now create the life that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to do that. Like,
mm-hmm.
when you take ownership of that and you take ownership
yeah.
of who you are, it gives you a sense of worth. You're like, oh, like, this is me. And I get to now portray to people what I want to be and who I want to be. But
mm-hmm.
I think it's also a huge hurdle that people have to overcome. And they say, like, oh, but this is who I've been. So I feel like I have to just keep being that.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment that you take ownership of you and you're like, this is what I want for my life,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, like kind of like a breath of fresh air. It's like, this is mine. I get to choose what I do from here on out. So
right.
I think that's a very powerful point, and I know that someone's going to benefit from that, because sometimes it takes someone telling us, because we have a limiting subconscious belief that we don't get to decide what we do, and that our environment has already dictated our success and who we are and, you know, what we look like and genetics, and, you know, we just put it all out there. And it's like, how powerful it would be if we just take ownership of us and our life and say, no, like these external environment and factors and stuff like that don't get to decide who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, that comes to a point of, do you see yourself as worthy enough to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you even want to do that?
Yeah.
Kind of a direct reflection. It's like, some people are going to be scared to do that. They're like, oh, but I don't really want to do that because, you know, I'm kind of good, like, with who I am, and I'm comfortable, and like, it takes a special person, not even a special person, just someone willing to be vulnerable and to take charge and to take lead of their own life and just declare that they are worthy, you know? And that's sad that we have a society that we have to overcome a hurdle of worthiness,
mm-hmm.
as though we're not.
Right. Yeah. We're taught from such a young age that, yeah, the whole worthiness thing plays a huge role. We're taught from such a young age that we're not worthy of all these things, but I can tell you what, you are worthy just because you're a soul. In this physical human body, this human body that's living on this planet that is literally floating in the middle of a massive universe that we barely know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that in itself is a miracle, and that makes you freaking worthy.
Yep.
You are worthy. I am worthy. Whoever's listening to this, you're worthy. Homeless person on the side of the street, they're just as worthy as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are literally all such worthy beings just because we are.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing that we really get to grasp and hold on to here. And I want to talk on a little bit your point of how, you know, some people might just say, oh, you know, I'm comfortable. I don't want to make that shift. And that's okay. But we have two options. We can stay comfortable and settle and maybe not really fully enjoy our lives, because I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole thing that really sparked this journey for me into becoming a coach, is because I was there once. Like, I just, like, a few years ago, I was living that comfortable life. I was comfortable. I was following societal expectations, and I was comfy. And I, you know, had some struggles with emotional binge eating and sensations of anxiety and bits of depression here and there, sadness. But then some days I'd be really happy. But then I went through this shift and this transformation, and I was like, oh my God, why didn't I do this years ago? Like, I didn't realize what was possible for me. And I think that's the biggest thing in society right now, is that those people who are quote unquote okay with staying comfortable, they just don't realize what's actually available to them in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how good and how exciting and how blissful and how fun life can actually be.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get a little taste of that, you're like, I'm not going back. Like, I, you know, I'd rather, and I'm not saying it's easy, but that's also kind of the fun part. Our power is in our pain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, in a lot of, a big reason why people are scared to start this journey is because they're like, okay, well, if I have to work through emotionality, I'll probably have to work through some past pains, and I'll probably have some additional pains because maybe not everybody around me agrees with my choices and what I'm doing. But like, what if you let that excite you rather than scare you?
Mm.
Because knowing that your power is in your pain, and I know that sounds really contradictory, but it's true. Like, I've been there. Literally, I just wrote a post about it this morning. Like, I experienced this just last night. Like, when you allow yourself to be with pain and sit with it and feel it and set up and numb it and avoid it and suppress it, you grow and transcend and evolve, and you have breakthroughs. So, and a big fear for people too is, at the core of all women is this fear of not being loved, not being lovable. And at the core of all men is a fear of not being good enough.
Mm.
So that comes you know, into play here when we're deciding to make this shift into our highest selves is like, okay, well, if I do these things, will my family, will my friends still love me?
Mm-hmm.
And will I still be good enough for my family and friends? And I can tell you what, yes, you will still be loved and yes, you will still be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a very common fear that the minds have.
Yeah.
And that's okay because the minds are just trying to keep us safe and loved and protected.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need them to. Because like I said in the beginning, like our minds are trying to keep us safe from a fear-based place. But our highest selves, our evolved women, our bodies, our souls know how to keep us safe as well and know how to keep us unconditionally loved, but from a place of love and compassion in our best life set interest.
Hmm. That's so good. I'm like, oh, you're so smart. And I love your journey and just all of your vulnerability and how you share your journey with us. And it seriously, it's the new wave. Like, and people, I hope, start to hop on sooner rather than later, because once we all recognize we're human, once we all recognize we're worthy, like you say, like, just imagine how beautiful this world can be. And like you said, not that it's not already, but I'm all for up-leveling. So just imagine how we are now and then up-level that. And it's like, whoa. And it's almost like your brain can't comprehend it, but it's just... it would be amazing. So
it would be magical. Because there would be, like, think about it, all the horrible things that go on right now. So, you know, like murders and rapes and all of the really bad things that add so much war, that add negativity to the world. At the root of that, at the root of those individuals doing those crimes, completing those crimes, stealing whatever it is just suppressed desires.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's like they all have these deeper, darker desires. They all have souls that just really are love and compassion and pure consciousness that have these desires for themselves. And they've just suppressed that. And they've allowed the mind to control them.
Yeah.
Those crimes being committed and those really bad things that dampen the world a little bit in our life today, it's the mind's doing. It's not the highest selves.
Mm-hmm.
So if those individuals who commit those crimes or do those bad things, if they were to just learn how to quiet down their mind, not let it control them and connect to their highest best selves and allow their desires to flourish,
mm-hmm.
instead of suppress them, they wouldn't be doing those things. They'd be, you know, off creating magical things rather than murdering.
Yeah. Wow.
So if all of us could do that as a collective, connect to that highest part of ourselves, it would literally be magic. Like, it would be like heaven on earth.
Yeah. I'm going to need this podcast to just go viral so that everybody can hear it. So if you're listening, just share, because everybody needs to hear this. But I have so much enjoyed having you on. I know that I've grown in this podcast just listening to you and just self-reflecting. So I'm grateful for that. And for people who want to connect with you more, what are some great ways that they can reach out to you?
Yeah, so I'm hanging out the most on Instagram. So you can follow me at Sarah Jean Harkin. So SarahJeanHarkin. And I also have my own podcast. It's called Her Vibe is Pretty with Sarah and Mary, which is my co-host. And I think we're about like 5 episodes in now, but if you guys were interested in anything that I said throughout this, we go deep dive on a lot of these topics and concepts. So the evolved woman, core beliefs, comparison, we just did an episode on the unknown and the uncertain. So yeah, if you guys want to learn more about that, then head over to that podcast and I'll see you there.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much for doing this podcast and being a part of the change that the world so desperately needs right now, because the world also needs more people like you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. We're the new wave, girl. We're going to impact millions.
I'm here for it.
Love it. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast. And stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W, underscore work, W-E-R-K. Just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey. Tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.